This podcast was specifically created for Distress and Crisis Ontario organizations and their volunteer responders to provide training and educational assistance on a variety of topics. As information evolves and changes, these podcasts are meant to offer ongoing support with the goal of updating them on an ongoing basis. We thank the volunteer responders and the contributors to this podcast. Please visit our website, dcontario.org, for more information and how to access free mental health services. Thank you.
This is Caitlin Plant, Program Manager for Distress and Crisis Ontario, and today I will be sharing information on each of our member centers as we continue to provide insight into who we are and what we do as an organization. Our hope is that learning more about what each individual center does will provide information on resources to you, our listener, and raise awareness for the scope of practice many of our centers have. All contact information for our member centers, including links to their websites, can be found at www.dcontario.org/location. I would also like to remind listeners that these services, especially the distress and crisis lines, exist for anyone who needs them. Even if you would just like to talk about a bad day or share exciting news with someone, the volunteers on the helplines are always there to listen. I will be going through our centers in alphabetical order based on their names, beginning with CMHA Middlesex. CMHA Middlesex is a part of the Canadian Mental Health Association and proudly offers a continuum of community-based mental health supports to individuals aged 16 and up across London, Strathroy, Exeter, and Goderich areas. Their vision is to be an inclusive community with mental health and well-being for all. Their mission is to promote mental wellness through responsive and innovative service and to empower individuals on their recovery journey. Their values are accountability, compassion, integrity, welcoming, innovation, and inclusiveness. There are many services that CMHA Middlesex offers, including a 24-hour supportive listening line, crisis services, mental health and addiction supports, housing services, youth and elderly support programs, peer supports, and more. Our next member center is Compass Community Services, formerly Family Counseling and Supportive Services for Guelph Wellington, located in Guelph. Compass's mission is to provide responsive and professional resources, fostering well-being in our communities. They have a vision of a resilient and supported community, and they value people, inclusion, collaboration, and accountability. Alongside their 24-hour distress line and their TeleConnect program, Compass Community Services offers a variety of counseling services for individuals, couples, children, youth, and families, developmental services, and services dedicated to workplace wellness and an employee assistance program. Developmental Services of Leeds and Grenville are next on our list of centers, and their mission is a commitment to providing a variety of clinical and support services which will enable persons with developmental and/or intellectual disabilities to develop their potential within their communities. They operate within the United Counties of Leeds and Grenville, and their distress center also serves Lanark County. Aside from their distress line, Developmental Services of Leeds and Grenville offer many forms of support to children, families, youth, and adults with exceptional needs. These supports include clinical and specialized services, transitional and supportive housing, childcare supports, community participation groups, respite services, and more. Next in our alphabetical list is a group of distress centers, beginning with Distress Center Durham. Distress Center Durham helps persons in the Durham region who are in distress to cope by providing emotional support, crisis and suicide management, and community education. Their values provide the foundation for all that they do, collectively and individually, with service users, responder volunteers, staff, and the community. The values that shape their interactions are as follows: integrity, fellowship, maintaining standards of excellence, responsiveness, being service-driven and community-based, volunteerism, confidentiality, empowerment, diversity, respect for all persons, accountability, and connectedness. Durham offers a 24-hour telephone helpline, a pride line, community and senior call-out programs, suicide survivor support groups, access to the Ontario Online and Text Crisis Service, community training and education, and a resource center. Distress Center Halton is next and is dedicated to providing a service that improves the health and wellness of people in their community and the quality of life of those who are feeling alone, isolated, and vulnerable. Their mission is to help their community better cope with crisis, loneliness, and emotional stress. Halton offers a 24-hour distress line, a telecheck service, and, in non-COVID times, speaking engagements to the areas of Oakville, Burlington, Milton, and Halton Hills. In the Niagara region, persons in distress and/or crisis can reach out to Distress Center Niagara. Their mission is to have skilled responders supporting the safety and emotional wellness of those in need, and their vision is to respond to every person in need. Their core values are confidentiality, empowerment, leadership, collaboration, and inclusivity. Through Distress Center Niagara, you can access a 24-hour distress line, as well as suicide help and suicide awareness training, 24-hour mental health and addictions access line, the Ontario Online and Text Crisis Service, and additional resources. The Distress Center of Ottawa and Region plays a key role in establishing a community where individuals in need are supported and empowered to meet life's challenges, and they are next on our list of members. Their mission involves working within the continuum of mental health services, and the Distress Center of Ottawa and Region contributes to a healthier and safer community by providing suicide prevention, crisis intervention, psychological stabilization, emotional support, information, referrals, and education services without judgment to individuals in need. Ottawa offers both the 24-hour distress line and crisis line, a chat and text service, and wellness check services. Next, we have the Family Counseling Center of Sarnia-Lambton, who envisions strong and supportive communities comprised of healthy individuals, families, and relationships. Their mission is to assist, educate, and strengthen individuals, families, and community through programs, partnerships, and resources. Alongside their 24-hour distress line, they offer a telecheck program, family, couple, and individual counseling services, community support services, and an employee assistance program. The LGBT Youth Line is an Ontario-wide service offered via text, online chat, and emails 6 days a week. They are a queer, trans, two-spirit, youth-led organization that affirms and supports the experiences of youth aged 29 and under across Ontario. They do this by providing anonymous peer support and referrals, by training youth to provide support to other youths, and by providing resources so youth can make informed decisions. They have a vision that youth of all sexual and gender identities are celebrated and supported. They value a youth-centered approach, confidentiality, anti-oppression and anti-racism, accessibility, harm reduction, a sex-positive approach, Indigenous solidarity, growth and learning, and collaboration. Alongside their peer-led supports and resources, they also run a provincial youth ambassador project. Our sole non-Ontario-based organization is the Nunavut Kamatsikiat Helpline, and they provide anonymous and confidential telephone counseling and contact service for any and all Northerners who need a listening and non-judgmental ear to talk about personal problems or who are in crisis. The word Kamatsikiat means thoughtful people who care. The Talk for Healing Helpline is a culturally grounded, fully confidential helpline for Indigenous women from across Ontario and is available in 14 languages. Their service is available 24/7 through talk, text, and online chat. With this service, they provide culturally sensitive crisis counseling, advice, and support, personalized information and referrals, acceptance of Aboriginal women's issues in a non-judgmental way, and they help find the path to personal healing through scheduled telephone counseling sessions. Our next member to highlight is the Telecheck Dufferin Program, run out of Headwaters Health. Telecheck is a daily call-out check-in service that supports the safety of adults 55 plus who wish to live independently in their homes, as well as providing any necessary support to caregivers. Daily or periodic check-in calls can help by providing health routine reminders, for example, daily or periodic check-in calls can help by providing health routine reminders, such as a reminder to take medication, eat meals, or exercise, and provide social connection, increasing safety, health, and well-being, providing a quick link to emergency response and community resources when required, and also by providing support for caregivers and individuals living with dementia, and by easing concerns for family members. Telephone Aid Line Kingston is a confidential, anonymous, non-judgmental, and volunteer-based listening service. They aim to meet the needs of the KFLNA community and achieve this by creating an empathetic and safe environment on their listening line and during outreach events. They also provide community-based information and resources as required. Victim Services of Peel Region is our final member, and their mission is to build hope and resiliency through 24/7 compassionate and empathetic support. They value empowerment, accessibility, advocacy, respect and dignity, collaboration, awareness, and accountability. They believe that victims of crime or tragic events should be well supported and empowered to make informed choices no matter what their individual circumstances are. The services they offer alongside their 24-hour helpline are community information sessions, a victim quick response program, transitional and housing supports, a South Asian family enrichment program, community information sessions, and additional resources. I hope that this podcast, while short, has shed some light on the many services offered by our member centers and provided some helpful resources for you or your loved ones to access. Please remember that no matter what you are feeling or what you would like to share, our member helpline volunteers are there to support you.
Hi, I'm Damien, one of the editors of the DCO Learning Forums podcast. We are committed to providing the most current and up-to-date information. With your help, we can make it better. Please consider going to tips.pinecast.com/jar/distress-and-crisis-ontario.com. Or by clicking the link in the show notes. And by donating, monthly contributors will be able to access a special podcast feed. In it, we'll have additional content and some more in-depth pieces on some of our most popular topics. Thank you.